Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about all the ways in which you can count your blessings.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And why you want to become an expert and really good at doing that. So any of you that have been listening to us for a long time, and a lot of you do, we really appreciate your attention and we really appreciate kind of all the feedback and you sticking with us through all these years. We've been doing this podcast for a while now. For those of you that know us well, you know how much the power of gratitude, the power of appreciation means to both Heaton and me, and how much we think about it and how much we try to practice it. We did a really popular episode a while back, episode 161, The Power of Gratitude. You could just search it on thestartupchat.com, or if you just put it into Google Startup Chat and then episode 161, you'll find it and you can check it out. But today, I don't want to talk that much about like why being grateful is of benefit to you in the world and why, you know, using the power of appreciation is really impactful. We'll just assume you already know. What I'd like to do is just do a quick episode where we share all the ways we have practiced and counted our blessings, and just to stimulate people maybe with new ideas or to push them to pick up some old habits that they had accumulated. Because I really think that if we can increase even, if we can even just get, you know, a handful of listeners to start counting their blessings a bit more every day, the impact is impossible to measure, but it'd be very exciting to me. So I want to just ping pong, go back and forth between you and I. I'm going to share a way I have counted my blessings or practiced gratitude or seen others or heard from others. And then you go and I go, and we'll do this for a couple of minutes and we'll wrap it up. And hopefully people won't be able to help but to start, you know, using some of these ideas to increase the level of appreciation in their daily life.
Sounds good.
All right, you go first.
I think one thing to practice is, no matter what the experience is, being thankful for whatever experience you got. You're next.
Nah. All right, I love it. I was like, this is a negotiation technique. I'm like, silence, maybe he'll say more. It's like,
nice try.
Yeah, nice. Well, can't blame me for it. Okay.
Well, so, I hope you're thankful for the experience.
I am. I'm very thankful and grateful for you. Not to get too cringy on this podcast, but I am. And this is a thing, like, okay, tell people that you're grateful for them and what they bring to your life. Don't just think it, don't just feel it, say it. This is really true. The amount of times, like, we've been doing this podcast for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years now, and we probably have surpassed over 100 times. Yeah, we definitely have told each other over 100 times how much we appreciate and how grateful we are for each other. Like, for the advice, for the laugh, for the friendship, for the connection. Like, oftentimes we stop recording this podcast and then we'll chat for another couple of minutes about our lives, our struggles, what's happening. And then we'll say how much, you know, we appreciate each other, how much we mean to each other. And it's not just because we're like softies, although that's part of it, but it's because that's what we feel. And communicating to the people that you appreciate them, that you're grateful for them, doesn't matter if it's your co-founders, your coworkers, your parents, your family, your friends. If somebody means something and brings something to your life, tell them. Don't just think it.
Yeah, that was great. I think morning gratitude, or a time where you're grateful, whether it's morning or evening or after you've woken up, after you brush your teeth, or after you put on your pajamas, whatever it may be, just mentally having that sort of trigger of after you do something, just have a, you know, like something like, you know, that you do every day, just have a moment of gratitude, just have a moment of like, just think about like what you're thankful for, either this morning or this evening or, you know, whatever happened in the day. I think it's good practice to just find something where you can just sort of have a natural cadence for doing it every day.
I love it. So related to that is write it down, right? So what I do in the mornings is I do start fairly early in the mornings writing down a couple of things that I'm grateful for, right? And that kind of sets my mood. And it's important for me, or it's a different experience and a different feeling around it when I write it down versus when I just think it or feel it. It's not better or worse or stronger or weaker. It's just different. So I like to write it down in the morning. And in the evening, one practice that I have with my two sons is that the very last thing we do before they go to sleep is each and every one of us shares what we're grateful for that day. And that's another beautiful thing is like you can go through this alone, but it's also nice if you have somebody where you can actually share with that person. Here's what I'm grateful for today. And then listen to their gratefulness. A lot of times what happens between me and my two sons is as they share things and as I share things, we remember other new things to share with each other, right? Like one is kind of pollinating and stimulating the other. So that's also kind of a beautiful way to do that is to do it with somebody else.
That's awesome. I think the shared experience is always great. I'll throw a different one around. One that I tend to use is actually, if I'm not feeling that great, I think finding something to be grateful for, even if it's just a roof over my head, can be really useful. So I think it's a way to solve a sort of problem where you're just not feeling that great for whatever reason. Maybe you're upset about something or things didn't go your way. I think it's important to just, you know, be grateful for anything. And that usually tends to at least make my mood slightly better if I'm not feeling great.
I love it. Yeah. So this relates to another thing. So I think it's important, or it can be really powerful and beautiful to be grateful for the significant things in life. There's also a power, and I struggle with this, to be honest, like I don't do this as much, but I'll practice this more, is counting your small blessings as well. Like being grateful for a glass of water, being grateful for fresh air, like a deep breath of fresh air, being grateful for a warm bed, like just practicing being grateful for things that are really amazing, but because they're so abundant in your life, maybe they're not as significant as the $1 million deal you just closed today or the whatever. Like we always look for these peak moments to stand out, to be grateful for, and we should. But there's also, I think, true power in learning to be grateful for the quote unquote tiny or small things in life that are actual magical or essential, right? So practicing like gratefulness for small things, not just big things, I think can be also incredibly rewarding.
Yep. Small things, not just big things. Absolutely. I think one other one I would talk about would be the fact that there are, and we mentioned this a little bit, or you did, but I think it's like if you have a significant other, you have kids, it's just simple and easy to just be grateful for them, count those blessings, the fact that, you know, they're there. And in relation to that, and, you know, they're alive, is your health. Just being grateful for your health can be wonders.
I love it. All right. I think we could go on for a little longer, but I'd rather do this. I'd rather wrap up this episode at this point, but then ask anybody that has listened all the way to this moment, this very moment, I have a big ask for you. Well, first, Attel, we're really grateful for you and for your attention. We know that it's something special to listen to the two of us.